If you like strings of zeros, here they are. The Dow Jones Industrial Average this morning hit 20,000. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. After a record high Tuesday, a more rounded record this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average crossed above 20,000 for the first time. I watched it hit 20,033 moments after the open this morning. Then the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up about 120 points in early trading, 0.6%. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ composite indices were also hitting new records. Watching this with us was Senior Vice President and Portfolio Manager at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas, Susan Schmidt. Well, Susan, there it is, 20,000, almost 18 years after it crossed 10,000.
We've been waiting a while to see this number.
You think it's meaningful in any way?
Well, it's certainly important. It's a hallmark number. We've talked about it for a while. And so I think it can be noted for that. But remember that the market moves on profits and the underlying profitability of the companies and also sentiment. So right now, we're in the middle of earnings season. We're really in the thick of it right now. Company reports have come out, and they've been, for the most part, middling to good. And at the same time, this is our first full week of President Trump in office, and a lot of things are being signed. And again, market anticipation and the sentiment is positive because he is doing so many things, and we're hearing those sound bites about tax reform and infrastructure spend.
Now, the market is pricing in all that happening, but of course, there's also a Congress you have to reckon with in Washington.
Yes, and that is frequently, I think, overlooked by the market. There might be a little bit of a time lag. It's great that right now President Trump is able to sign a lot of things, and it seems to be he wants to be very active in his first 100 days. That infrastructure spend, tax reform, those kinds of things are going to require getting Congress involved, and that's going to delay the process. Anytime you push cash flows out further into the future, you want to be cautious about valuing them too soon, so it could change the market.
Market watcher and market participant Susan Schmidt at Westwood Holdings Group in Dallas. Thank you. The non-governmental organization Transparency International has released its annual corruption index of countries with a warning against populist politicians. It finds that populism often undermines the fight against corruption. New Zealand and Denmark were the least corrupt countries, Somalia the most. The BBC's Damian McGuinness has more.
Transparency International's assessment of global corruption is more negative than last year, with more countries doing worse than improving, partly because of a rise in leaders seen as autocratic in countries such as Turkey and Hungary. The report draws a link between corruption and populism. Countries where public services are in decline because of corruption are opting for populist politicians who promise to change the system. But this, say the report's authors, can exacerbate corruption as governments crack down on journalists, judges, and civil society.
Damien's with the BBC. Administration sources say President Trump today will sign an order directing the Department of Homeland Security to move forward on the wall, he promised. More Border Patrol agents may also be put into service. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams just looked at a piece of the existing border. Kimberly, where are you now?
I am in a rural area near Douglas, Arizona. I'm actually staying about 300 yards from the border fence. And I've been talking to lots of people who live and work on the border. Most do want tougher border security, specifically to target drug traffickers who move a lot through this region. I spent some time with a cattle rancher named John Ladd. He's a supporter of President Trump. And we talked about border fortifications while we toured his ranch on his truck.
There's a lot of areas that just have a vehicle barrier. But there's another 1,200 miles of actual border that doesn't have anything on it, but it's very remote, mountainous. You know, we could build it, but at what cost?
Most of the people I speak to here express similar skepticism about a plans for a solid wall along the entire border. And having viewed a small chunk of the country this goes through, I can see why people are doubtful.
Why do you say that, Kimberly?
Well, some of the areas are mostly flat, and you can imagine a wall there. But in other places, the border cuts straight through a mountain range or a river or other places that aren't really accessible. On John Ladd's ranch, they're already updating the border fence to make it higher and stronger as part of a project that's been in the works for several years in this area.
This wall that they're replacing is about $4 million a mile. is what it's going to cost. And then I've heard he's talking about concrete walls, and I don't know what he's going to do.
And the money for this comes from an old Bush administration program that's still paid by taxpayers, not Mexico. Donald Trump says Mexico will pay for his new wall.
All right, so the cattle rancher, Mr. Ladd, how effective does he think the new wall is?
He says that this it's not a solid wall, it's a fence, but it's still really, really heavy duty. And he says it helps limit trucks forcing their way through and driving loads of drugs across the border. But he told me he still spends tens of thousands of dollars a year repairing cut barbed wire and punctured water pipes from people who still climb over and cross by foot with loads of drugs to feed the demand of the American market.
Marketplace's Kimberly Adams along the U.S.-Mexico border near Douglas, Arizona. Kimberly, thank you.
Thank you, David.
Kimberly's border reporting is supported by the International Women's Media Foundation's Adelante Reporting Initiative. Mr. Trump could meet his Mexican counterpart next week on the NAFTA treaty and border issues. And before we go, one more number at the very top of Amazon's Hot 100 bestseller list this morning, the George Orwell classic, 1984. There's been a lot of attention to Orwellian language after the administration offered what it described as alternative facts over the weekend. A term Orwell used 68 years ago was newspeak. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.